This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think he would be a starting wide receiver for sure on every team in the NFL. Probably maybe not Cincinnati because they have T and Jamar Chase. But what I mean is most teams might have... If they're lucky.
You mean he'd be a number one on...
No.
You're saying he would be a starter.
I don't think he's a definitive number one yet. I think that's still TBD. And again, the number one conversation can get really, really reductive really, really quickly. But either from production or just his style of play, I just don't know yet. And in fairness, I want to continue to go back to this. Not a lot of that is on Jerry. Some of it is... But not everything is on Jerry, maybe is a better way to put it. But it's interesting. Like, I understand the urge to crown him because with that comes a peace of mind of, well, at least we have Jerry Jeudy. Well, last year was his best yardage season. Let's see if we can have a great yardage season mixed with
also his best
some more tutties.
Too,
but. Oh, receptions, too.
Yeah. Listen, I get the hesitancy and I get where people want to see it more consistently. Again, we're only a year removed from people having conversations where they're like, why would they pay Jerry Jeudy? But I feel confident in like what he showed last year. Again, and a lot of my argument is based in just how putrid the offense was. And this is where it gets interesting because like you can go back in history and find other comparisons. We were talking about the Falcons this past year. Twitter reactions or X reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Real Xavier P tweeted us, and he brought up like Julio Jones... He had one season where he had 10 touchdowns. The rest, he had eight or less every other season. And I pulled up one season specifically in 2017 where he only had three touchdowns but 1,400 yards. And he was, listen, that team was pretty good in terms of like other talent around him. He had Mohamed Sanu, who was okay.
Tony Gonzalez, Mohamed Sanu, Roddy White.
Not at that stage, he didn't have Tony Gonzalez.
But across those, across that 8-year period that we're talking about, he had at least two other weapons in the passing game. Not even talking about like pass catching running backs each time. Your competition last year was.
I mean, early on,
Elijah Moore?
Early on, it was Amari Cooper until he got traded.
Amari was non-existent.
That was like 7 weeks.
Amari was non-existent.
But target-wise, though, like he was the guy quarterbacks are looking at first, and Jerry was still able to make some plays. And then obviously after that, it became Elijah Moore, and that's where things kind of obviously fell apart. David Njoku being out there, granted, he wasn't the same player. I just think there is something impressive. It has to be... No matter how you feel about Jerry Jeudy, top 15, top 20, top 32 in terms of a wide receiver, you have to, and I'm not saying that you're disrespecting him. I understand what you're saying and the argument you're making, and you've been very candid all along in saying that it's not all Jerry's.
New Cindric Steptoe.
And that it's not all Jerry's fault and that you do think Jerry's a good player. I'm just saying, like, what has to be recognized, no matter how you feel about Jerry and where he falls in the world of wide receiver rankings, is that what he did last year, when you really break down that offense and how putrid it was and the quarterbacks that he had throwing to him, that is impressive that he was able to put that up. All the doubts about not being able to put up 1,000-yard seasons, for him to do it in his first year to be in that offense, that is impressive. I also do wonder real quick, if he had had that other season in 2022 where he came up just short of 1,000 yards and he was at like 980. If he had another 1,000-yard season under his belt, people would feel different.
But I think it's they play 17 games. And this, again, I'm not trying to cheapen what he's done. I'm trying to put it in the right context. I think once they went to 16 games, 1,000 yards started to feel like maybe not the biggest end-all be-all in an era where guys are quarterbacks are passing for 4,000 to 5,000 yards with great regularity. And again, I don't want to just completely dismantle because there's so much I like about Judy, and I'm very excited for him. But man, there's a part of me that we just keep coming back to yardage. And I'm like, okay, yardage and receptions, if you're the only wide receiver of any repute on that season across 17 games, I expect you to have some of those numbers. Let's go with Adam in Lakewood. Welcome to the show, buddy. Adam, real quick, Jerry Judy is a top fill-in-the-blank receiver. What you got?
I like him in the 15 zone. I like that 15 zone.
There you go, Adam. Okay.
For sure. For sure. Guys, I was walking down the street, and I had this vision, based on what I know right now, Flacco, Judy, Njoku, Fannin. I unstoppable, unmatchable. And you want to see Mr. Judy jump off? That would be the formula. I don't think anybody in the AFC North has the athletes to even match that. That's just based on what I know now. What do you guys think? And I can just listen, or you want to visit some more. I don't care.
Adam, be good, buddy. We appreciate you. I love the optionality, always.
I like the optimism.
I would say Cincinnati has a couple guys. And by the way, it's not just Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Yoshibosh is interesting. Chase Brown. Gosh, who's the damn tight end that I'm forgetting about?
Mike Gesicki. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Which is just unfair. Like, Gesicki is... He's not who we thought coming out of Penn State. He is still just a big body, incredibly athletic guy. I think Baltimore's got some dudes now. Zay Flowers, they've got like three other guys.
You think Zay Flowers is better than Jerry Judy? Like, would you put him ahead on your ranking?
That's tough because I think Jerry's a more well-rounded receiver. Like, Zay's just a lightning bug, man. He is just, he's got a giddy up gear that like three dudes in the NFL have. That's not fair. Like, 10 guys have. And, like, one of them's Keaton Mitchell, who I don't even know if he's on the Ravens anymore. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I think Zay is thought of as better by NFL people than Jerry. That would actually be one I push back on.
I think that's more because of the team he plays for, too.
Like, no, I think that's fair.
And
he does the plays that people get super excited about. That's the other thing.
That's the other thing that I think gets, like, in this conversation that happens is, like, some people just look and they realize, like, well, the Browns were 3-14 last year. How good could this guy really be? Like, he kind of flies under the radar that way. Whereas, like, somebody like Zay Flowers gets boosted by the fact that he plays with on a team that's a Super Bowl contender, has Lamar Jackson, all these different things. So I think that sort of comes when you talk about, like, top 100 lists and things. I think that matters. I thought what was interesting from that caller, though, was, like, he's bringing up how I think there is optimism for this offense to be better than people are anticipating. I think a lot of that kind of is in flux now with the Quinshon Judkins thing, because you were expecting he was going to be this lead back in your backfield, and that was going to sort of get the offense, be the offense's identity, and then everything would kind of build off of that. I think what's interesting is, like, if you think they're going to put up big numbers with the guys they have, you know, like, Jerry is resoundingly your number one target as your top wide receiver, but, like, what did Njoku's numbers look like when you factor in that, like, Harold Fannin's also going to be out there? So I think those things all kind of come into play, too, in terms of, like, and without Judkins, are they going to be more pass happy than we initially thought? Like, it's all kind of interesting how this all sort of ties together.
Jerry Judy is a top fill in the blank receiver. Adam in Lakewood, our guy Spencer German here, saying top 15. I think I kind of want to say top 20, but I'm going to stick with top 32. And the Browns and Steelers compared in about 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.